You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. This morning, we're looking ahead to the week and what reports are expected on the state of the economy. For a preview of what the markets will be looking to this week, we turn now to Peter Morici, who is a University of Maryland business professor. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Let's start with the world markets. Japan is the latest country to report it's officially in recession, shrinking a percentage point in the third quarter. What happened?
Well, essentially, the U.S. economy is slowing down, and the Japanese are very dependent on exporting here. You know, there's been all this talk over the last decade that the American economy doesn't matter anymore. Asia is getting a hard lesson in the old saw. When America catches a cold, the global economy gets a fever.
And does that explain why countries like Japan, Germany, Ireland, and Italy hit recession before we in the U.S. have technically gone into recession?
Well, actually, we are having the same problems. We've been slowing down in our prior quarter. GDP was down at 0.2%, and other than imports from China, which seemed to know no limit, and of oil, our imports of automobiles, for example, from Japan have been slowing, from Germany have been slowing, and also these economies are inherently weaker, because they have lots of that good regulation that folks on the left think will cure America.
Okay, well,
just couldn't help but throw that out there for you.
That's why you are endearing to us. But let's move on to some of the numbers that the market's going to be getting this week. You have industrial production numbers, producer price index, housing starts, consumer price index, and those are just in the next 3 days. What is the market really going to be concentrating on?
I think it's going to be looking at pricing data, because we're waiting to see if inflation will slow down. Now, we're going to get headline numbers that are very attractive on producer prices, which are wholesale prices and consumer prices, because oil fell so much in October. But the real question is, what's happening in the core? You know, higher oil prices pushed up core inflation to above 2%. Now we're expecting it to start to recede. We'll have to see if that indeed does start to happen. That makes it easier for the Fed to keep monetary policy loose, for example. Also, you know, everybody screams about falling prices being a negative indicator. That's part of the economy adjusting. Falling prices does make it easier for people to buy more stuff, even as they rebuild their savings. I don't get as alarmed by that, and I think the market will like it.
Producer price index really is just an average, right, of the price of goods over a period of time. And what's that period of time?
Well, it'll be October. It's an observation essentially mid-month for wholesale prices coming out of factories and things like that, or off import platforms. It's what the department stores pay for the goods.
And the consumer price index on Wednesday, that important?
Absolutely. That's the average of what you pay at the store, whether it's gasoline or a visit to the doctor or so forth. We expect that to be down a lot because oil is going to pull, the gasoline is going to pull down that average a lot. The question is, what is the core when you take out food and energy, which is much less, you know, fluctuates a lot less. And we want to see if that starts to get a little, continues down. The last observation was very, very good one. It was just 0.1%. We're hoping to see some more of that kind of information.
Okay, Peter Morici, thank you for that preview for the week.
Take care.
Peter Morici is a University of Maryland business professor and our pal here at The Takeaway.